This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
We're talking with Vince Barrios, personal trainer at the YMCA of Douglas County. Vince, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So I guess, first of all, what do you do as a personal trainer at the Y?
I help people reach their goals, their fitness goals, by showing them the basic, you know, movements to more advanced based on what they're wanting.
So what can a personal trainer do to help somebody maybe achieve their fitness goals quicker?
Really, it comes down to doing like more little goals, reaching the bigger goal. By that, like I said, you got to learn the basics. You got to learn a discipline, how to try to get in there, whether it be for 15 minutes at first and then get them to going in there for an hour. It really just depends on where they're at. You got to meet them where they're at.
So how long have you been a personal trainer?
6 years. I just recertified. So yeah, 6 years now.
And what gets you into that?
Honestly, I've always loved exercise. You know, I played soccer as a kid. And then I actually kind of had a scare myself that made me more aware of health than even what I was eating and everything. I had a kind of a cancer scare, so it really made me hyper-focus on health and fitness.
And I imagine that was probably enough to make you really want to get on a path that would help your health and not do anything to get in the way of that.
Exactly. Yeah, it became very, very important because, yeah, it was terrifying.
So. Yeah, and you're younger, so that makes it even probably more so terrifying.
Absolutely.
Wow. So, as I've been mentioning this morning, here we are about a third of the way through February. People had all these resolutions. We talked about this in January. People, they have resolutions for everything, and whether it's an actual resolution or just kind of, okay, I need to get in better shape, I need to drop 20 pounds, I need to eat better, all of that. And as somebody that's in the Y two or three times a week, January, you would have thought there was a rock concert going on in the park, the parking lot. You know, it was like, I'm parking clear over by the pro shop at the golf course sometimes when I came in. I'm like, what is going on? It's like, oh, yeah, it's January.
Yeah.
And throughout the facility, I'd walk around and I'd see lots of people and everybody was there. And you'd see folks there more often. Now it's kind of gone back to sort of a more normal pattern. I mean, the Y is always busy. There's always a lot going on. But for the time I go in, you can tell that some people's fervor in January has kind of faded off.
Yep.
So how do you get that back?
For me, it's like everyone, I think what happens too with that is people are excited when they start this new resolution, but then it's like they almost expect too much for themselves, like too much at first. And so they kind of burn out really quickly. And to get that back is, like I said, don't like have these crazy expectations for yourself, especially if you're new. Just you could even start by walking on the days that I can't make it in. So still do something. Movement is the key at the end of the day, just to get moving. So take a 15, 20 minute walk on, if you're like, I can't make it in today, don't beat yourself up. It happens. So just do little goals first, like I said, to reach those bigger goals.
And talk about the benefit of doing regular workouts of some kind. Because sometimes people, they get busy or they just it wasn't a priority. They get in there and then they overdo it. And then they're like, why am I doing this?
Exactly. Yeah, they get a taste of delayed onset muscle soreness too. So they're like overly sore for too long. And then they don't want that either. That's why it's nice to have a trainer at first. So they teach you how to pace yourself a little bit, so you don't overdo it. That's what's key.
And for yourself, what kind of, in your time, not helping other people, but just for yourself, what kind of training do you do?
I do a lot of strength training, like hypertrophy training, pretty much. I just lift weights. I used to do a lot of running when I was younger. And now it's just pretty much strength training because my other job is very, I move all day, so.
And what do you, when people first talk to you as a trainer, what do you try to learn about them?
Like I said, I want to know everything about them as far as like what they eat, what they, you know, what their job is, if, you know, if they're retired, any health things I need to know so we know how to properly create a plan that works around that as well.
And what about, I mean, with this kind of thing, you see people in there, the why, whether they're in the weight room, the cardio room, maybe they're swimming, doing other things. Everybody walks in there at a different stage of life. Some people, it's just something they like to do. Some people, it's really, they've got a weight issue they were trying to work on. And a lot of these problems can't be solved quickly. You've got to be persistent.
Yes, it's just consistency. Consistency is what matters. It's just getting in there. Like I said, even through 15 minutes, just to get movement going. That's really, at the end of the day, 100% what matters, whether it's at your house or at the YMCA, just every day that you can move.
Well, and knowing that you can take where you are now and improve on it, that doesn't mean you're ever going to look as fit as that guy over there.
Right.
You know, because everybody's at a different place.
Right. Yeah, that's totally true. I mean, and with that, I mean, there's a total genetic factor with that, and there's a lot of things, too. Like, just be the best version of yourself and work out for you. Don't compare yourself to others. That's another way to really fall off.
Well, and I know sometimes I watch people and I'm like, oh, yeah, but they're half my age. You know, and it's like, yeah, I think I'm doing pretty good, but man, they're really, and I'm like, yeah. You know, if I tried to go as fast as they go, I wouldn't make it that long.
Exactly.
You know, and so you just got to kind of factor that in. Yeah. So if somebody is interested in getting a personal trainer, how do they get connected with one of you that do that?
You can go on the website that way, or you can come into the Y as well. And we have, if you go into the Y or on the website, we have, there's four of us, and we have our little biographies about us up there that you can kind of pick and choose who you'd want to teach you.
And essentially just kind of message you and get the conversation started.
Yes.
From there?
Yep, absolutely.
All right, cool. Vince Barrios, personal trainer at the YMCA of Douglas County. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
8:39 at the Morning Report.